Hi, this is Dr. Amrita and welcome to the Health Wealth Rich podcast by Dr. Amrita. I was on a hiatus of sorts. Rather, this podcast was on a break. I was taking part in the Voice of Anchor Challenge by Anchor and Spotify India. That took a lot of time from my schedule. It started in November of 2021 and it got over in April 2022. It was the Doctor's Creative Diary podcast which came third in the Voice of Anchor Challenge. It was India's first Voice of Anchor and I was very happy to learn with podcasters and influencers from various walks of life. Today I'm going to talk about International Yoga Day and why yoga is for you too. The International Yoga Day is being celebrated on June every year all over the world. Whether you're an Indian or not, you must have heard of yoga. Indian embassies, government hospitals, schools, colleges, NGOs, everywhere, everyone starts celebrating the Yoga Day on this particular day. But yoga, my dear, is for everyone every day. It's not just one day, but it's a good opportunity to remind people that you too can start. Recently, there has been a change in the direction for starting yoga even for MBBS students. 11 reasons yoga is for you too was a blog post I wrote sometimes back. But I thought this was a good opportunity to share my findings about incorporating yoga in daily life. It's my life and I want to feel alive while I am alive. That's what Bon Jovi said, and rightly so. You and I both need to feel alive while alive. The COVID-19 situation has driven home this point loud and clear. That's why today on this International Yoga Day, I wanted to talk about my yoga journey, maybe off and on, but definitely a journey. If you are stiff inside and out, you won't feel alive, but frozen. You really need to open yourself up to new experiences mentally, physically, and spiritually to truly be alive. We used to do yoga in school. Then my mom enrolled me in the Swami Sant Das Institute of Culture Yogic College, Institute of Yoga in Kolkata. And I practiced there off and on for almost 2 years in my teens. Then gymming was way more popular and it was more suitable for the lifestyle. But I always had a fond affection for the yogi lifestyle. Swimming and the gym were my go-to exercise places in my teens and 20s. Just before I became a mom, I invested in a treadmill. Yoga was left behind in a rush. But then in the pandemic, my daughter, my sister and my hubby both helped me again get back on the yoga bandwagon. Yeah, it was a bandwagon because honestly, doing stuff in groups helps me get started. This is a necessary disclaimer. The health information provided on this podcast is for general awareness and education. It doesn't in any way replace a doctor's professional medical advice. Kindly consult your doctor in case of any decision regarding your health and diet. The best thing about yoga is you can do it literally anywhere with a floor. And sometimes you don't even need a floor. Because some yoga you can do standing too. You can start at any age. Maybe not all the yoga poses, but some are for everybody. That is, one of the yoga poses is for you. And some of them could be for your friend too. It costs nothing to start. There are wonderful apps and YouTube videos giving great inspiration. It's a billion-dollar industry and I'll be sharing what I love as I populate this category on my podcast and on the blog. There's a yoga pose for every level of fitness. The trick is in breathing in and out the right way. Starting slow is important. Don't push your body to go into strange positions if you're not comfortable. Yoga has various nuances. The most misunderstood observation is you have to start very strongly. That it's merely another way to lose the weight. But it's simply more than that. It's a way to find an inner balance. It's a way to connect the inner and outer world. A way to bond with family and friends. A way forward with your friends and community together. You support each other and take the step forward for a healthy life together. The cyclical use of muscles and movements helps improve the flexibility of joints, ligaments and muscles. Stretching is vital as we age. But what yoga is right for you is something you need to discuss with your doctor. In case you have any of the chronic lifestyle diseases, definitely consult your doctor before starting on a yoga schedule. You realize that the path to good health starts with you. So you can start yoga anytime you want to. It's definitely in your hand. There are 11 favorite yoga poses anyone can do. I'll be mentioning one by one. The tree pose is a part of the Surya Namaskar. Surya Namaskar consists of several asanas in a cycle. Vrikshasana or the tree pose, Tadasana or the palm tree pose, Padmasana or the lotus pose, Padahastasana, you touch your toes with your fingers, Chakrasana, wheel pose, Makarasana, the crocodile pose, Bhujangasana, the serpent pose, Dhanurasana, the bow pose, Pavanmuktasana, the wind relieving pose, and Parvatasana, the mountain pose. Yoga is for your inside and outside. It's a bridge that balances your body and soul. Give it a try. Did you know that the government of India, in association with WHO, has actually released a free access to videos and audios about yoga through the WHO-supported M-Yoga app? That's mobile yoga. Start anywhere, anytime, whenever you need. Start your journey by watching the yoga videos. Once you complete the learning videos, you can practice with videos or audios of different lengths. It's totally free and the practice sessions can be 20 minutes, 10 minutes or 45 minutes long. They're totally free to watch and learn. Get it now on Google Play. This World Yoga Day, you can start a healthy habit with the WHO M Yoga app. In the disclaimer of the app, WHO M Yoga says it's a tool to support a physically active lifestyle. This is suitable for most adults but is not tailored to any specific condition, characteristic or person. And WHO makes no claim as to its health benefits. It is your responsibility to undertake exercise at a level and intensity appropriate to your fitness and health status. It is your responsibility to consult with a health professional before using the WHO M Yoga app. Don't use it if you are pregnant, over 65 years of age, or have any concerns about your health, including pre-existing or current problems or injuries. In case you develop any new symptoms when using the app, definitely consult your health professional. You are listening to the Health Wealth Bridge podcast by Dr. Amrita. Listen to the back episode of the podcast on any of our favorite podcast listening devices.